You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Most Pennsylvanians are familiar with artist Violet Oakley, or at least her work. Oakley was considered a woman before her time whose work graces the state capitol building. A local playwright brings Oakley's life to the stage with Violet Oakley unveiled for two performances at Open Stage in Harrisburg on November 12th and 13th. The Open Stage production will mark the 115th anniversary of Violet Oakley unveiling the murals she completed for the capitol's Governor's Reception Room. Joining us on today's program is writer Cindy Rock Dugolecki and Heather Janetta, the director of Violet Oakley Unveiled. Welcome to the program. So, Cindy, let me start with you. Why Violet Oakley?
Why not? I first met her in 2004, I think, and through a book that was being published by the Capital Preservation Committee. There was a newspaper article in the Patriot News about the publication of the book, and there was a sidebar on the Red Rose Girls. And I was fascinated that these three women in the early 1900s bonded together and were married to their art. And I immediately, and I mean this sincerely, after reading the article, I called our local bookstore at that time and ordered the book, and I fell in love with Violet Oakley.
I find it interesting that you said, I first met her. You know, obviously, you know, this was a long time ago that Violet Oakley lived. Why do you refer to it that way, as I first met Violet Oakley?
To me, she's very, very real. I feel there is a connection. When I was reading that article, I was drawn to the fact that she was very passionate about art, about politics. She was mystical in her thinking, and I too am in that genre. And as I was researching her, I came across in her own handwriting a passage where she felt the presence of William Penn in her studio as she was doing her murals. And that gave me permission to ask her to actually come into my life. And she did at 3 o'clock in the morning one day. She actually spoke to me. So, and I know that sounds crazy, but I do feel like she is a presence, and she inspires me.
Okay. When you say she actually spoke to you, in what way? And what she say? What does she say?
At that time, I had a playwriting mentor, Dr. Claire Myers, and I was writing the play, and I was having a very hard time getting into Violet Oakley. I was having the historical things I could handle, but I was having a hard time articulating how Violet would feel about different circumstances. And Claire said, well, you have to find out where she's vulnerable. And because of the William Penn situation and the relationship she had with William Penn, even though they were centuries apart, one night before I went to bed, I said, okay, Violet, I need to know where you're vulnerable. And I didn't expect to hear from her that night or the next morning, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, she woke me up and she said, it was just one sentence. And it was, I am a woman who is afraid to be alone. And that sentence enlightened and illuminated everything from that point forward in my writing. It explained a lot of her murals, explained her life and her life choices. Mm.
She's often described as someone who is very quiet, and from what you were just saying, her vulnerability, that is consistent with that. Tell us about Violet Oakley. What don't Pennsylvanians know? What should they know about Violet Oakley? I mean, when she's described as a woman before her time, what do you mean?
What inspired her in her art was a professor at Drexel University, and he changed her life. It was a man. His name is Howard Pyle, very influential in the Brandywine artists. And he told his female art students that if they were serious about their art, they should not get married, that marriage was the end of them. And Violet and Elizabeth Shippen Green and Jesse Wilcox Smith took that to heart and rented a house together in Villanova, called the Red Rose Inn, and they became known as the Red Rose Girls. And they were successful. They made money in a man's world with their art because they were married to each other rather than and married to their art rather than a man and being responsible for a household and children.
How did it come to be that Violet Oakley did work art for the Pennsylvania State Capitol?
I'm not sure how the connection was, but I know that Mary Cassatt was asked first to be a member of the decorating team for the new Capitol in 1902. I found a quote in a newspaper article about Joseph Miller Houston. He was the architect, and they decided to include one woman among the cadre of men who were going to be decorating the Capitol with tiles and paintings and sculpture. And they asked Mary Cassatt. She said no. They asked Violet, and she said yes. But according to this newspaper article, they were giving the woman the smallest room and the one that would not have a lot of public access. They were just throwing her a bone, more or less. But things changed then in 1911 when Austin Abbey passed away and could not fulfill the rest of his commission, which included the Rotunda, the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the Supreme Court. And when he passed away, just before he finished the House of Representatives, they asked Violet if she would take on the rest of his commission. And she said, on one condition, that you pay me that what you are paying Edwin Austin Abbey. And they complied.
Okay, but I just want to take a step back. They went out of their way to give, and I'm saying this sarcastically, one woman. They wanted to include one woman.
Mm-hmm.
So times have changed, but that just, I mean, there's a lesson in history right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Heather Janetta, you are the director of Violet Oakley Unveiled. This is a one-woman play, right?
That is correct.
Tell us what those who want to come next weekend to Open Stage Harrisburg, what will they see?
They will see an intimate portrait of a very dynamic woman who is an integral part of our Pennsylvania history and the capital of Pennsylvania. She was very interesting, dynamic. You won't just see Violet lecturing. She also plays many other characters. So it's a one-woman show, but including the older Violet, the younger Violet. She plays her father, Jesse, Elizabeth, their wife. So the three artists did have a wife, so they had a person that did take care of them, and that was Hetty Cousins. So Henrietta Cousins. So it's a very interesting, dynamic portrait of a woman who speaks to me as well.
By the way, who plays Violet and all these parts?
The actress is Stephanie Vai. She has an extensive extensive experience both acting and directing in local community theater here. She wonderfully portrays Violet.
When you say that this is an intimate portrait of Violet Oakley, what does that mean?
That means that Cindy, in her writing, has given us an insight to a woman as she talked about her vulnerabilities. And Violet really exposes a lot of herself in this production. And it's not something that she's comfortable with. In real life, she was very shy. So the actress really does portray all her vulnerabilities, not just a woman who is afraid to be alone, but she was also a woman that was not afraid of advocating for herself. So, you know, in times, even today when women advocate for themselves, they are not seen as demure, let's put it that way. Yeah, she was unafraid. She was unafraid to promote herself, her political positions, her desire not to be married, not to comply with the conventions of society.
Isn't there some irony there, though, and I can ask the question of both of you of this, that, you know, a woman that from the outside many people saw was very shy and didn't appear to be, you know, assertive or aggressive, but was. I mean, Heather, isn't there some irony there?
Well, we are all have different personalities inside us. So even though we're shy, circumstances, if we want to succeed in our passions, will promote us to do things that don't come naturally to us. So we are dynamic people. We're not just one-dimensional, and neither was she.
Cindy, I'll ask that same question of you. As you were learning about Violet and then writing about Violet, I mean, that would, for those who, you know, didn't know her very well, it may be a bit of a surprise that, you know, she held these, as you say, views that was a woman, were from a woman before her time. There's some irony there, isn't there?
Definitely. And it just shows how complex she was as a woman. Whenever she was invited to do the murals in the governor's reception room, she was a shy, awkward, young lady. She was 28. But I think the reality, I mean, she was playing with the big boys there. So she learned quickly how to stand up for herself. The Knights of Columbus called her murals for the governor's reception room obnoxious. And they originated a petition, and they took this petition to the governor at that time, and they wanted her murals banned and taken, you know, taken out of the governor's reception room. And she fought them, and she won. So she learned quickly that she had to advocate for herself, which I think it's a hard lesson for women to learn that lesson. It's something, you know, that I've had to learn myself too. So, she is a complex woman. She is shy, but she's also selfish. And you see that in the play too. I mean, she's many things. You can't pigeonhole Violet Oakley.
The Knights of Columbus called it obnoxious. What did they find obnoxious?
They wanted her to, her plan for the governor's reception room was to show the background of the founding of Liberty Spiritual in the on the grounds of Pennsylvania, in the land of Pennsylvania. And she went back in England to the printing of the Bible and the founding of the Quakers, and the Quakers led to William Penn, and William Penn being imprisoned and eventually bringing people here to Pennsylvania. That's how she saw the founding of Pennsylvania. The Knights of Columbus wanted her to go back to Columbus and the founding of America. So that was the origination of their argument against her viewpoint.
So it didn't meet with what they thought it should be. It wasn't that, well, I can't say they didn't like her art, but they had an agenda, put it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she stood up for herself against an organization of men.
So, Heather, what makes Violet Oakley a figure that contemporary audiences can relate to?
Well, let's say there's a line in the play that, you know, art is for all time, and artists for all time, and artists enlighten societies throughout history. So art is always contemporary in my view.
Mm-hmm. But Oakley herself, that contemporary audiences can relate to?
Well, she was a woman who believed in herself. She was a woman who was not afraid to speak up for what she believed in. And that always resonates with any artist and anyone in society, that we're looking towards people who make a difference in our lives. And I think that she's very contemporary in that.
Cindy, I kind of ask you the same question, not necessarily about audiences, but when you became so interested in Violet Oakley, did you automatically think, hey, this is a woman that could have lived in 2021?
I didn't automatically think that, but the more I reflect on her, definitely. When she unveiled the murals in the state Senate, in the Senate chamber, she was unveiling a mural she called Unity. And Unity is a woman in a vibrant blue dress above the Senate rostrum. And she presides over the Senate. And when she was in the process of unveiling it, the curtain caught. And they had to get a ladder, I think, to uncatch it. And she made the quip, well, I guess the world is not ready for Unity yet. And that is 2021 right now. And even though that was in, like, yeah. I think, like 1917.
Yeah, things haven't gone smoothly since often under that dome. But the logistics, Cindy, about the play, Violet Oakley Unveiled, where, when can audiences see it?
At Open Stage, Court Street in Harrisburg. And it's Friday night, November 12th, Saturday night, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. For tickets, they can go to openstagehbg.com and reserve their seat.
I want to thank both of you for being with us today. Writer Cindy Rock Dugalecki and Heather Janetta, who is the director of Violet Oakley Unveiled at Open Stage Harrisburg next weekend. Again, thank both of you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.